your team, your family, your friends, people are going to screw up. They're going to upset you. It's not just a little mistake. They're going to leave you at the coffee shop by yourself waiting for them when you rearrange your day because they forgot the wrong day. Okay, that's small potatoes. Let it go. Just let it go and offer grace. And that's my message to you, not just in the holiday season, but all the time. Give grace to people when they screw up. Reach out to somebody with whom you are estranged, if you can, and give grace.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody. It's Dr. Glenn Krieger with another episode of your 5-Minute Friday. Now, today, I want to talk to you about something that happened last week that really bothered me. I was online on social media, and I saw somebody posting about an event. I don't want to get into details because I don't want you to know who it would be, but trust me, they were talking about an event. And someone who wanted to come to this corporate event was upset and angry and sent an email to the individual in the post who was organizing the event, a nasty, colorful, language-laden response privately in an email. And the post was, "I'm running this event. Look at what this individual wrote. Can you believe them? I told them to go screw off." That's the general sense of it. And they showed the email screenshot from the individual with their name, with all their details, with their language, out of context, of course, because you didn't see the whole email. And you didn't see the whole thread. So I reached out to the person whose post it was, who I don't know, privately, and said, "Hey, maybe you should give a little more grace here, right? Like, do you really want to destroy someone's career?" And the answer I got back was, "No, they destroyed their own career. I had nothing to do with it. If they want to write like that, then they're being idiots." And what bothered me even more was not only the fact there was no grace being given here and maybe benefit of the doubt, but everybody in the thread on that particular post was more interested in getting an invite to the event than they were about saying, "This is not good behavior." We don't post an email screenshot of somebody with their name, their business. And I even wrote to the person who's posting. I said, "If the people running your business saw you do this, would they be proud of you for this? It's like, this is not a good thing. Take this down and let bygones be bygones, or talk to them privately if you want to fix it. But no good is coming from this." And yet, nonetheless, not only did it stay, but people kept commenting, "Great work. You know, how do I get to this event?" And it wasn't until a peer wrote, "It's not okay to do this. Like, you shouldn't be doing this." And I went into that part of the thread and supported that. And we still got a sort of a kiss off kind of response. And I think it's important for us to recognize, number one, that none of us is perfect. And I want to use this terrible post that I saw as an opportunity for us to do good and to say, "Hey, you know what? You're going to run into people in your life who are going to piss you off. And you know what? It's okay to let it go," right? My partner, Doug Shaw, is tired of me sending him the meme from Frozen with the princess and her hand extended saying, "Let it go." You know, I always tell him, "Let it go, let it go." I don't want to sing the song for you. and I know it means something different in her context. But my point is, someone pisses you off, let it go, right? If you can't let it go, speak to them privately. And the only reason I'm talking about this event in the first place is just simply because it's a great way for me to segue into something like this, which is that, you know, the old Will Smith line, which he didn't live with very well from Just the Two of Us, and I'm going to paraphrase and destroy this, but he says, throughout life, people will treat you bad, disrespect you, and make you mad. Let God deal with the things they do, because hate in your heart will consume you too. Will could have listened to that a little bit better before he smacked Chris Rock. But even there should be forgiveness and grace. And I think it's important for us to realize that don't let nasty or angry people upset us. Let us elevate ourselves rather than degrade ourselves and bring ourselves up to a better level by offering grace and by helping people get better and by looking inward at ourselves and becoming better people. There's a great story that I'm going to butcher that my rabbi taught not too long ago, which talked about two great brothers from a great rabbinic family. And one was laughing at the other and teasing him because, you know, one had gone into a ditch, and he says, "Now I'm taller than you. You see, look who's taller now." And he was sort of taking advantage of the fact that his brother had fallen into a ditch. And the message that was given was, wouldn't it be better if instead of throwing the brother in a ditch and being taller than him now, if we just simply got on a chair and elevated ourselves? which is such an incredible message. We don't need to drive someone down into a ditch to make ourselves bigger. We can lift ourselves up on a chair and help others get tall too. And that's the important part of this message is, yeah, I saw something really bad that bothered me, but you know what? It made me think even harder about my message. And I hope you get that, which is your team, your family, your friends, people are going to screw up. They're going to upset you. It's not just a little mistake. They're going to leave you at the coffee shop by yourself waiting for them when you rearrange your day because they forgot the wrong day. Okay, that's small potatoes. Let it go. Just let it go and offer grace. And that's my message to you, not just in the holiday season, but all the time. Give grace to people when they screw up. Reach out to somebody with whom you are estranged if you can and give grace and take the blame on yourself potentially and move forward from there. But ruining someone's life or calling them out publicly or looking to embarrass them, in my opinion, is not the way to go. And it does no good for you. And it debases both parties. It doesn't elevate anybody. So your question should be, when I'm dealing with this problem, how do I deal with it in a way that I can elevate me and I can elevate them? Much love to each and every one of you. Wishing you a wonderful day. And if you ever need anything, please reach out to me, okay? And if I've done anything to you, well, reach out to me. Let's elevate together. See ya.